They say S. Peterson examined it, and tried one thing, he solved two persons one. But get a hold of Jack and his teacher friend and tell him that he's wrong on that. That there has been a big markup between the cattle feeder that sells. They get about $100 carcass down, he just gives just 50. That's a big markup. That's what she's looking at. He says that Johnson's in there's a big buying.
Secretary Vance on 90.
Sigh.
Yes, sir.
I hate to bother you, but did you get any action on your request to get that meat bought?
They were going right ahead with it, sir. I'll check to make sure they've done it. But
you just check and tell me how much it's going to run and so forth, because we got another resolution in today, Finance Committee. And they're going to, their last vote was 46 to 44, and they're going to put an import quota on that'll run our whole Kennedy round.
Yep.
And if I don't get this price up a little, and I want to get as much bought as I can. Now, the second thing is, we're asking them in the poverty program to drop the age of registration to 16 or 17 for the draft. I don't want to do that now because it has to go to armed services, and I'd rather get poverty established. It looks like to me they can't use but $40,000 this year.
That's
it looks like
right.
to me that they could ought to use those out of those already rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many have been rejected for all services? How many is the draft rejected?
I'd have to check that. I can't give it to you.
Well, would you guess 100,000 or a million?
I would guess that it would be... Well, I hate to guess.
It'd certainly be over 100,000.
It'd be well over 100,000.
Well, they don't need but 40, so why don't we take those that have already registered first so we don't have to get this extra authority? I tell you, Armolinsky, that the way you look at it is that we ought to take those that have already, we can't handle but 40,000 anyway.
Sure, that's right.
So why don't we take those that have already registered so we don't have to get a new a bill through Congress?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want the Labor Committee handling the draft anyway. You want that to go over to Armed Services.
Right.
And they got a special Labor Committee handling poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So just tell them that we, you think, it would be much better if it just limited those that registered. See, some that registered last year that were rejected, they're 19 now.
Yep.
Some registered this year rejected, they're 18. And they won't have any trouble getting 40,000 out of that group, and that's all they can take care of the first year.
Sure.
Then if we get reelected, we can come in and ask for a change. But they got every mother in the country scared because Shriver told them that they're going to register them at 17.
Yep. Okay, sir, I'll get right at that.
Well, you get Yarmolinsky on our side and tell me what he says.
I sure will.
And don't let it come from me necessarily.
No, it'll come directly from me. Fine, sir.
What do you hear from Bob?
I haven't heard anything directly from him. All I know is what I read on the tickers.
What do you hear in Panama?
In Panama?
Yeah.
They are expecting down there the possibility that he is going to recognize us now. And therefore... We're tightening up our shoelaces in case there should be any violence associated with that.
I just sure would, and you know you've already got your orders to stop certain people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we just don't want any Cuba.
No, we certainly don't.
Okay.
Right, sir. Bye.